other nighttime, I got my CPAP machine, Joni. It came. Oh, how so is now that? I'm in the club.
You're the Darth Vader.
I've joined. And let me tell you what, nothing is more romantic than two Darth Vaders laying down in that bed together.
That's sexy.
It's a turn on. Let me tell you that right now.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Beauty.
It is.
Distracted.
At least I remembered. It's like I get ready to do it. So I get it pulled up and then I start doing something and then I feel like I think I already did it. Never mind. You don't care.
So y'all, Holly almost forgot to press the record button again. We're doing again. Real well.
Again. But I got it, you guys. I got it. We're good. We're here. I was commenting on your beautiful lighting. That's what I said. You did distract me. Her beauty distracted me. What time is it? 3:11. Okay. Write that down. Well, should we just get in?
Let's just get in.
Okay. What episode are we on, Joni B?
I have absolutely zero idea.
I was putting you on the spot. Welcome to episode 126 of Designer Cornbread Podcast. We're glad you're here.
You're
Welcome.
The organized one. I just show up for
really.
You know,
oh, we're in deep trouble if that's the case. So you're organized.
Sometimes.
Excellent. Well, what's going on? Get us caught up. What'd you do this week? Anything interesting?
So today,
happen?
Obviously, we record on Monday, as you all know if you've listened to some time to us for a while. So in our world, tomorrow is Fat Tuesday. Big Mardi Gras. Mm-hmm. So my class made king cakes all day today.
Oh, today was king cake day. Oh,
it was
okay.
King
which
cake
if
day.
You missed, I think that was just last week or the week before, 2 weeks ago, you gave the recipe. So if you want to go back and listen and hear the involved process that this was. So how did they turn out? Okay.
Okay. We haven't done the glaze. We'll have to do the glaze tomorrow. We just ran out of time.
Okay.
I don't like teaching yeast breads to my classes. And here's why. They never see the whole process all the way through.
Right.
So like first period today, they made the dough and they, you know, stuck it over. It had to rise for an hour.
Right.
And so second period comes in and they make the filling and they roll out the dough and then it has to rise for another hour. And then third period came in and they were going to bake it and put the glaze on it. But they weren't done baking until anyway.
Yeah, it's got to cool and all that. It's timing. It's a lot of timing.
It was a lot of all day process.
Yeah. But, you know, encouragement to you. At least they get to see and do some of that process. Mm-hmm. How many teenagers do we know that have never even been a part of?
Right. Yeah.
And I'm sure you explained it.
It was fun to watch my first period with the because you have to explain, you know, the yeast. Don't let that water get over 110 degrees.
Right. They had a very important job. That's high pressure at first period.
It is, you know, and mix it, you know, and here's, we're going to let it sit. And so, I mean, and that yeast started bubbling and rising. And I mean, it was foaming up out of their cups. And they were like, Miss Shank.
What's going on?
Right. It's
Are
okay.
we okay? They got the really the fun part.
Yeah.
Eating it is also fun, though. Getting to punch it and eat it. That's pretty fun, too. But
yeah. Yeah, so what we did, we actually have five things that we have to cook for this week in 3 days.
Five things. Now, normally it's like maybe two or three.
In
five?
3 days.
What
In
happened?
3 days.
Okay. Okay.
So today was just their lab. I mean, it was just yeast bread lab. But we have Read Across America is Thursday and Friday. I think for most of the country or this week, everybody celebrates Read Across America for Dr. Seuss's birthday.
Oh.
And so at our school, we have, every school does something, but we have in our library a thing. We do a free coffee bar and we make our money back by selling like coffee shop treats. So we've got like, we're making muffins and cake pops and cookies and, you know, things like that. So it gets very involved.
Yes, it does. That's a lot.
And I've told my kids, I'm like, look, guys, this, if you've ever worked in fast food or if you have been in fast food, when the bus pulls up in the parking lot,
oh Lord,
this is what it is going to be like for you all day long.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't freak out. Keep your, so don't come running in here going, we need more muffins. We need
more. Right. You know, just keep doing the next thing.
Keep doing the next thing.
Okay.
Right.
That's good advice. Again, and really good experience for them.
So it is. It gets really crazy. So yeah. Wednesday is when we feed the church. We have 90. We are feeding 90 people this week.
Okay. Is that the highest you generally do, or?
It's usually between 80 and 100. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Now, I mean, it's a big number. 90 is a big number. So they'll have to do all that on Wednesday. Tomorrow, we're making snacks. I mean, we're going to go ahead and keep making brownies and cookies and cake pops.
Right. Make that ahead. Yep.
Right. And then Wednesday, they will cook for the church. Thursday, we also have to feed the school board. So
I feel like the school board causes a lot of trouble. If you listen to our podcasts over the months and years, the school board causes a lot of issues.
They cause a lot of issues.
They want a lot of food, you guys. What do they need now?
Well, see, we were supposed to do it back in January.
Oh, that's right.
And we got snowed out.
So they rescheduled it for the cookie marathon
day? Or it
got
sick. We had sick or something. Yeah. Well, yeah. So now it's rescheduled for this. And then Friday, we have Read Across America again. So Saturday, I won't be moving probably.
No.
I don't know.
You might. We'll see. So. Maybe it'll be pretty and you can like go outside and sit by the river and watch the boats go by and chew on a piece of straw or something, you know, like old timey.
Yeah. Yeah.
And chew a corncob pipe out and a straw hat and just Huckleberry Finn it all day long.
Right. I may.
I think that's a great plan. You can just call Ron and be like, bring me a beverage.
That's right.
Down here at the river. I like it.
I do too. I'm kind of liking that. The more you talk about it, the more I'm
here to help. I'm here to help.
Thank you. So that's going to be this week. And it's, I'm just, you know.
It'll be exciting.
Yeah. I like busier days. They're exhausting, but I'd rather have a busy day than.
I was going to say your week is going to fly by.
Yeah, it does.
Know, just because you're going to, it's going to all be done in a whirlwind. So, okay, well, we will be, I mean, again, this comes out on Thursday. So hopefully you've made it till Thursday for the people that
are
hearing this
now. If y'all are listening to this on Thursday, please start praying for
please
me.
Please pray. Please comment. And, go, Joni. Yes. You can do it. Like, give her all the love because, man. Those kids too.
It is.
Well, that's awesome. Well, I had a dream two nights ago that I was out clearing some dead leaves in a little corner of some little niche in our yard or who knows what. I was clearing these little dead leaves and I was like, oh man, I hope there's not a critter in there. Maybe it's going to be a cat because we have all these stray cats that are now wandering around our neighborhood. Thank you, neighbor two doors down, for feeding them. But I cleared the leaves away and there was, in my dream, there was three little baby hedgehogs and they were like three different sizes. Like there was one, you know, the bigger, but they were still really little. There was like a big and a medium and a tiny, and they just followed me all around my house for the rest of the dream. That's these three tiny little hedgehogs. And then when I woke up and there were no hedgehogs, I was a little upset. I'm not gonna lie.
I know. I would be too.
I was like, oh.
I like little baby hedgehogs.
They were so cute in my dream. They were just little balls and they just followed me around.
And river otters. That's what I need. I need some hedgehogs and some river otters.
I know. I legit almost got a head. I say almost. I looked up hedgehog breeders years ago. That tells you where I was. I was looking, this was way back when the kids were still home, because of course Avery and I were like, why can't we have a hedgehog? We could have a hedgehog. Hedgehogs are pets. And then we found out like they're really nocturnal. And so
you didn't want to be up at night.
Well, we're like, what's the point of having a pet that's going to be active and doing cute things at night and probably drive our wiener dogs crazy too? That was another process. We're like, how do anyway? So we kind of gave up that dream, but the river otter dream is very much alive. My certain kids keep telling me that it's probably illegal. I can't have them. And I just keep, I don't know. I just keep ignoring them.
I asked Ron, he said, we'd have to have a water source. And I said, we have a pool. I said, we have a pool. He said, it doesn't work like that.
Well, I want to build a little creek, like a little wedding, a little fresh water. I've always wanted to do that in the backyard. Just kind of a
waterfall.
Yeah. Just a glorified, you know, kind of drainage. Our backyard is kind of, there's a nice slopey hill. And so it could go down to like a little pond and then just recirculate and have this whole little, and I could landscape it and the otters could live there. But Tim's like, no, I want chickens. I'm like, well.
No, otters, Timmy, are cuter.
I know. And I could hold them and hug them and talk to them and swim with them.
And call them George.
And call them George. It would be amazing.
Yeah.
It'd be amazing. So that was my dream about hedgehogs. Other nighttime, I got my CPAP machine, Joni. It came.
Oh, how
so
is
now
that?
I'm in the club. I'm in.
You're the Darth Vader.
I've joined. And let me tell you what, nothing's more romantic than two Darth Vaders laying down in that bed together.
That's sexy.
It's a turn on. Let me tell you that right now. Because Tim's had one for a while. So it's going okay. Okay. I've done two nights of it. It's not too bad. It's okay. I'm going to have to get used to it and stuff like that. But it's going okay. And again, if it helps, my doctor was literally like, yeah, because they test and they're like, you have mild to moderate. And then I went to my GP and he was like, there's nothing mild about it. You're stopping breathing, you know, 20 times an hour. Your body's trying to kill you. I'm like, okay, well, thank you.
Yeah.
So anyway, all that to report on that. But all I can think of was the time we were somewhere. Where were we, Joni? And we were traveling together. Y'all, when we travel, we have so much fun. But Joni has had one of these machines now for a little bit longer.
So I went because I wasn't sleeping well. And I could feel it. I knew I had it because
I did not
wake up. It feels like the back of my throat collapses
on itself. Right, which is apparently what happens.
So it's like it just closes down when I would start to fall asleep, like it all relaxes or what. I don't know. But yeah, I would stop when I went for my sleep test. I quit breathing like 27 times an hour.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
And the thing that was weird about it for me is I had no indication of this. Like I don't snore. I don't snore at all. Never have. I don't feel anything like anyway, you know, but all that is to say, you don't always realize it. And that was one of the things my doctor was like when I went in a while ago and was like, you know, I'm tired. Here's some other things, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, okay. He's like, first thing we're going to do is get you tested for sleep apnea. Cause he said more times than not, people have it. They don't know it. It's very serious. You know, and I was literally like, I don't have that. I told my kids, I don't have that. Mm-hmm. They're like, well, mom.
So surprise. Yeah.
Surprise, okay. Surprise. So the two Darth Vaders are, and it's fine.
Yeah, but we were on a trip.
Oh yeah.
And Holly was in the bathroom washing her face. I don't even know what.
Where were we?
I think we were in Branson.
I think we were. We were in Branson. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It was when we went with Bill and Beverly.
That's right. So we're sharing a room trying to not be total fools. So these nice couple can enjoy a vacation. That didn't go well.
trying the optimal word. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm in the bathroom. Go ahead. I'm washing my face, getting ready for bed. She's already been in there. She came out and already went in.
Well, I've also discovered because I can't make my mind shut down sleeping. Yep. So I have this sleep mask and it's a Bluetooth. And if I can listen to something, I can go to sleep.
Every night. That's
just because it makes my mind stop. So I just realized what an idiot that I looked like with this mask on and then the eye mask on. I mean, my whole face is completely covered.
She looked like a freaking Terminator
robot. But I did something else. What did I do?
You stood up. You sat up or something. Yeah, you're right.
I had something like on my hand or I don't know, coming out my mouth.
Oh, you had your brace. Didn't you have something on your arm?
Oh, yeah, I had a brace on my
hand. Gosh, you guys. I walk in and I wasn't ready. And I think this is one of the first times that we traveled together when you were wearing that thing.
That thing, yeah, yeah.
And I walk out of there, and I want to say you were sitting up or you were just looking towards me like a total freak Terminator monster robot. I was like, what in the... What the? It scared me. And then she just started laughing because you couldn't see anything. Well, I'll have you know, guess who else has a satin Bluetooth eye mask now? So welcome when we're to together again, baby, it's going to be amazing. We're not going to be able to see.
Too sexy for my mask.
You guys, it's a thing. It's a thing. Yeah, I don't even know. And it's so weird. Anyway, no one needs to hear about all this, but when you're wearing it.
Oh, like, that's what I would do. I would open my mouth. You'd walk in and I would open my mouth.
Y'all, the air comes streaming out of there. And I'm used to it because Tim, his mouth is open all the time. And there's literally, you guys, literally, it is blowing my face out his mouth. And I'm like, so you know what part of the reason I can't sleep, doctor? You know what part of it is? I got Cyclops over there breathing out his mouth. I'm like, what?
Yeah, that's what I did though. You walked in, I had the eye mask on, and the face mask and the brace. And I went,
you guys, I did that now the past couple nights because you know, the whole idea is it's creating pressure.
Yeah.
Whatever. Science. And but if you open your mouth, air and it kind of pushes on like it wants to open your lips. There's air pressure. Yeah. So it kind of like, you have to really work hard. And so if I'm on my back, my mouth would just flap open. And one time it was so open, I was totally dried out. I swear from my mouth down to my stomach was dried out. Like I couldn't swallow. Like there was no spit. I couldn't swallow. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm dried out, Timmy.
Yeah.
So anyway, you guys.
Water.
I'm going to feel better. I just got to learn to keep, I got to keep my mouth. When I'm on my side, it's fine. But when you're laying back, it kind of like the pressure also wants to pop. Yeah. And you do anyway when you're laying on your back, but that pressure wants to open your mouth and then and you're like, it's
great.
I'm having a really good.
It's great.
It's a good time. The other thing though, today, now this is an update from today. This is Monday. And you're going to be surprised with this. I would like to give out a designer cornbread gold star.
Okay.
Two. We haven't done one in a while. In fact, I maybe just made it up. I think I've given them out before.
I don't know. We'll see.
It's fine. Designer Cornbread Gold Star to the South County License Office.
You're going to have to explain that one to me.
I know. That's not what you expected to hear from me, because as we all know, I have a very tenuous relationship with the license office, as does everyone. Like, I'm not special. We all understand a license office. And I've had many of moments. I've taken my frankincense oil in there and threatened to sprinkle it on people to calm them the F down. spicy, explicit.
Lanny, you can...
Sorry, everybody. Wow. Everyone understands what I'm saying. But this one I've been to several times, actually. And the reason I go back is because it's the best one out of, you know, when you're the best of the worst, it's not usually saying a lot. But I will say that they've consistently, and it's even gotten better. Like today, okay, it's crowded. It wasn't super crowded. It's crowded. That's fine. Whatever. But the thing is, one of the things is, and this is very easy and stupid, but it's in a strip mall like everything else. But they've left the whole glass front like open. A lot of places will like put stuff on the windows and, you know, like close it off. And then it just feels super dark and even worse than it, you know, already is. So you have a whole big window, lots of natural light. You're like, okay, the seating is always, you know, they've got some nice kind of leathery couch things. They've got chairs. It's always organized very nicely. But I'll tell you what, they had some Zen kind of music going on. Like they know. I'm like, they don't have a bunch of crap all over the walls. You know, they've got this Zen kind of music happening, real soft. It wasn't real loud. And I'll tell you what, the most important thing is the people that worked there. So I'm sitting there for, you know, a good while. And there were like maybe four people at the time. The people that worked there were nothing but nice and patient and kind to everybody they helped.
That's awesome.
I almost wanted to stand up in the front and be like, hey, everybody in here, we need to give a round of applause, because every one of them was very nice, very patient, very, very helpful. This one lady was like over and above. I was going to actually give her like a gold star if I got her. I was going to tell her, I'm like, you are like so unbelievable.
She gets the triple gold star.
She gets the triple gold star because like people come up and, you know, she knows the names, you know, you register on the little pad and then they call you up and da da. And she'd be just standing by the front and all of them would use the person's name. Hey, you know, she'd be like, hey, Miss Katie. And she doesn't know Katie, you know, hey, Miss so-and-so. Oh, darn. And little old. And you know what? Let me tell you what, too. As much as we give them all, you know, a hard time. And let's just be honest, too, though. I've been at some ones where the people were very rude and very, the people were, and I know it's a hard job, but then don't work there because you know, and, but to their credit, of course, too, people come in there, the amount of people that don't have the paperwork they need to have, it's astounding how many times they have to turn people away. So you've got someone who has sat there for an hour and a half or whatever, who then comes up. And little Miss Old Lady didn't have her title from Kentucky on the car that she was retitling in Missouri. Well, they didn't tell me I needed that, you know. And this lady was not, I know, darling, and this is what you need, and here's why you need it. And I know it's just different laws. And I know she wrote down on the paper, here's what you need. So you go back to, I mean, she took the time to explain the whole thing and write it down and tell this little lady where she needed to go and what she needed to do. And I'm telling you that. That does not happen. And a lot of them, they're like, yeah, you need this. You don't have it. You don't have the thing. And you're like, I always get really nervous because it feels like Russian roulette. Like I get up there and I'm like, and I work very hard because I like to be prepared. Uh-huh. And today, today what I was doing was renewing the van renewal license, which was expired in November. It's March. I understand. I had nothing going on. The van, but also getting it retitled because it was Susan's van and we're getting it retitled. Yeah. So we'll take over all the payments and, you know, the tax and all that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, those are two processes that you're like, there's even extra papers and you're like, but we had it all. I had all my papers. Uh-huh. She's like, would you have your, I'm like, smack right here. Do you have your shirt? Smack right there. She probably wanted to smack me, but no, I was really nice about it. But I always feel it is a big ego boost. I do feel really, really accomplished when I do exit with what I came in for.
Yeah.
And I had everything. I almost feel like, again, I should be bowing as I go out. Thank you.
You did your due diligence. You knew. Yes.
We looked it up on the website. Yes. We got confused about all the things. And the thing is too, we're doing it to pay we have everything in our trust. So we're like, how do you title a car to, and then it was like, you know, to transfer on death, title it to both of us and the TOD to the truck. Yeah. So it was like a whole, even another level of what are we doing?
Anyway,
I did it and I'm real proud of myself.
I'm so proud of you.
And they get a gold star because they were really great. It was nice. It was, and they were just nice and kind. So yay. There you go. That's all I have.
Well, John Garrett's birthday was Friday.
That's right. He's 22. He's
22 years old.
Oh my gosh. Your baby's 22.
I know. That's rough right
Lord,
there.
Lord.
But listen, his girlfriend called me, and bless her heart. I mean, she did perfectly. She was so sweet. She called and she said, could I make John Garrett's birthday cake? Unless you have something planned, could I make his cake? And I said, absolutely, you can.
That's sweet.
And then I hung up the phone and cried.
Okay. I know. Now listen, everybody listening. That's a real situation. She's crying right now, y'all.
And it wasn't, I mean, it certainly was not her. It certainly was,
of course not.
Even to call and ask, I mean, that was perfect.
No.
It's just the letting go. Yeah, it's just another step of the
It's another the step go. And you're not ready. You didn't probably know that was going to happen this year. Like, you didn't assume that she was going to want to do that.
I did not.
No. Oh, I know.
And in the end, it was a cake I didn't have to bake. But.
Sunrise, sunset, sunrise.
It was.
Go watch Fiddler on the Roof, and then you can just cry your eyes out.
Yes. Yeah. Anyway, so there was
How was the cake? What did she make?
It was very good. It was a yellow cake.
Oh, yum.
And she frosted it and put Snoopy on the top of it.
Oh.
And, you know, it was precious. She bought candles. She did all the candles.
She did everything.
She did the whole thing. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now, see, you're going to get used to that, actually. Now you're going to be like, this is actually kind of you cry the first year and then you're like,
Mm-hmm. Well, it is. Yeah. I mean, it's just a new, you know, it's coming, but then when it actually happens, or that's actually one thing you don't think about.
That's one you don't think about.
Yep. I don't.
That one wasn't on the radar.
No. Yep. And so I've done my kids' cakes for all these years.
Yep.
I've never not done a cake. And then boom, I'm not doing my baby's cake.
It just wasn't on the radar. Yeah.
That one took me by surprise.
That one is a surprise one. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, congratulations.
So, thanks. I did. cake was wonderful. She actually won. You know, we go to the CTE skills thing that I go to every spring and compete. She actually won 2 years for the state of Alabama.
I remember you saying that.
And that's champion. So
that's very impressive.
Yeah.
Actually, I think that would be very, very stiff competition. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Okay. So he got an award winner's cake. That's pretty.
An award winning cake. Yeah.
I love that. I have a little designer corner today.
Okay. Good.
Okay. Unless there's something else you wanted to.
No. Okay. You go ahead and tell us.
So I was thinking, so today's designer corner has to do with, because I'm just in the midst of doing this right now. And I thought, I will share this because people might want to be inspired or, you know, get some ideas going. So all of us have places in our home that little areas that just drive us crazy. And little, I'm not talking like, I don't like my whole room. I'm talking about like a little area that just drives us crazy. For example, the one that's been kind of, there's a couple, but the one now that was getting on my nerves was my breakfast table. So we have a breakfast table in the kitchen area. And I end up doing, I like to work out there. I like to take my computer out there and I end up working out there. I have a little desk in my room, but I don't as much anymore. I'm just in a habit. I like it out there. It's light and bright and there's coffee and you can kind of get up and down and do stuff and the dog and, you know. Yeah. So I end up working on the breakfast table a lot. So I'll have my computer and my planner, and then I've got my pens, and then I've got my glasses, then I've got the papers, and I've got the medical forms that I'm working on for blah, 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 you know, desk stuff. Mm-hmm. And then, especially over the last little bit where things have just been whatever, but then that table, I just kind of do it one end, but it's always a mess. And then when it comes time to like clear it off to eat or to play a game or do something like that. And I literally, it has a bench seating on one side. So I'll stack papers down there and I'll put my computer down there and I'll put stuff on the bench to clear the table for us to eat. If it's just the two or three of us or whatever. But then I got papers on this bench and then I got to move. It just was bothering me. I'm like, I want to still be able to work here, but I want to be able to easily use this. Okay. So it got me to thinking and I came up with a solution. Okay. But here I thought, this is true for all of us. We all have an area. It can be an area that you use a lot. Like for me, you know, this could be your closet too. Like the other day I'd had it and I finally got in my closet. Cause again, it's a space you use all the time. It's these spaces you use all the time. And so they get a lot of use, but they kind of start to get out of control and then they drive you crazy. So what I ended up doing was I was like, all I need is one of those little three-tiered wheeled carts from Michaels. You know what I mean? Just those little crafts. I don't know if you've ever seen. They're just three tiers. Like they've got three. They're wire metal on wheels. Mm-hmm. Just a little cart. Michaels has them in all different colors and whatnot. I was like, I just need that cart. And I have a space right there next to the table, kind of on the wall there, out of the way. And I'm like, I have that cart, then all my papers, everything, instead of being on the table, or if it is on the table, I can really quickly whoop into the cart and the table's cleared. And if I need to, I can scoot the cart in the other room. You know, like if it's really something I don't want, I just roll that bad boy out. And I was like, so I did it. I went to Michael's and I got, they had a matte black one because our walls are black. So I'm like, I just want a black cart, you know, not trying to really hide it, but just don't want it to, it's just this black cart. It's got the tiers. And I put all my stuff on there because like my pens, my lotion, my lip thing, my, you know, your glasses, your ponytail holder, like you get a thousand things when you're really working somewhere. Yeah. So I was like, man, it changed my entire I love it now because I feel very, I just pull that cart over. It's got all my stuff. I can scoop everything. If my computer's on the table instead of putting it on the bench, I can just stick it in that bin, whatever. And I thought, that's really transformed my life. So I want to encourage people, and here's the steps that you can try. These are the steps that I usually do when something like this is getting in my head. And the first thing is to, you get that area that's driving you crazy. So you need to, first of all, you need to look at it and you need to figure out what is not working, right? That's what I did with the, I'm like, what is not working is me shifting stuff all these different times and sticking them on the bench and spreading things out and having all this clutter on the table that then when I would really have removed it, I would take it and I'd have to walk it all back to my bedroom and put it in there. So I'm like, that was what was not working, and also not really having like the stuff I needed there. I'd be getting up and go get my glasses. Okay, and then I got to go get up and get, you know, the lip balm. I got to get the sticky note. You know, what just little things that I find I use a lot. You're not going to have everything, but the stuff I use a lot, my old colored pens and the jars, you know, I'm like, I'm tired of getting up and running all around.
So your nest.
It's my little nest.
It's your little nest.
It's my little nest.
Yeah.
My little hand lotion and my little ponytail holder. So that was what was not working. So then I'm like, okay, so you figure out what's not working. And then, or you can do this other step first too. You decide how you want to use the area. Now, I already knew how I wanted to use this area. So that's why it kind of was my second step. But you could do that first too. Like, what do I need here to make this function, right? And so I was like, I want to be able to use it as a desk area because I like being in that room to work. But I also wanted to be able to very easily get cleared off and out of the way for eating and games, okay? So then, when you start brainstorming, you tell your if you tell your brain what you want, what the problem is, it'll start working on solutions. You know, even when you're just like sleeping or in the shower and you're like, da, da, da. So then you kind of brainstorm a little bit, you know, what do I need? What would work here? What could I rearrange? How could that work better? What do I need? And that's when this one was very easy, you know, those little carts. I'm like, easy, cheap. I mean, it's a $30 cart. So I thought about that. Figured out what I needed for that. And then, I mean, of course, the last thing is just to execute on it and do it. And now that one area, it's changed my entire, it makes it feel so much better because I can just swoop that stuff out of the way. So the next area that I need to do this on, this is what it brought my attention to this today, because now that I've needed a new bedside table situation for a while, I just want something bigger. It's not enough. I have a lot of stuff I need on my bedside table. And now I have a freaking CPAP machine. So
that's
I've got this machine with this hose and this mask, and then I've got a charger
not
cord.
Only is it not romantic, it does not do anything for your decor.
My bedside table right now looks like a hospital room bedside table. I've got this machine. I always have a big glass, you know, for my water. Of course, I've all got my lotions and potions that I have on a tiered stand. I've got a diffuser. I've got a light. Then I've got my cords, and I've got my, and I'm like, this
need the rail so you don't roll out of bed.
I
just get that pop-up rail.
I do want the up and down. You know, the adjustable.
I know.
That's the next thing we're getting.
That's the next
bed. We're like, we're getting one of them adjustable bad boys because that'll be like nirvana. But yeah, and I looked at that bedside table and does it work? Like, can I do the things I want? Yeah, but first of all, it's ridiculous. I have to open a drawer. But I even just looked at it and I'm like, that looks terrible. If I have to face that, I made my bed this morning and I looked over and I'm like, that is not a peaceful, that's not what I want my bedside table to be. Not that it needs to be a perfect Pinterest situation at all, but I don't want to see this wires everywhere, tubes. Where am I going to put that mat? Tim's mask, it drives me crazy. His ends up just on the floor all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I'm just like, no, we're not going to have this big tube mask on the floor. What are you doing? So all of that is to say that I've, like I said, been wanting kind of a bigger, and I've got room to do something a little bit bigger there, but you know, just to meet my, I've got my books, I've got my, all my bedside things. It's very important to me. But then this hit and I'm like, oh, this just moved up to the top. This area right here has got to be handled. It's got to be handled because, so now I'm trying to, you know, starting to brainstorm this week a little more about what I want, because now I've got this machine. So let me make sure I...
Well, when you get that figured out, you okay. need to let me know.
Okay. Yeah. I will. But, you know, one thing that I'm thinking about getting is I don't know what kind of table I'm going to get. And it's got to have some underneath mm-hmm. storage, like, because I've got some stuff I just want closed, mm-hmm. you know, so it's got to have kind of a cabinet element to it or drawers. Drawers would just work, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I'm also like, I may want one of those I've been seeing on ads for those real simple. Again, I am kind of turning into a hospital now that I say this. Mm-hmm. Those tables, those adjustable small yes. desk. I am a hospital. I just want to be in the hospital. Dang it. I didn't think about that till now. I do kind of want a nurse to come check on me too.
That would be nice.
Bring me food. Just take care of me. No, but you know, they're like now that I say it, exactly like a hospital little bedside table, but you know, that I can pull in. So somehow if I could deal with something like that over a chest, I don't know. And then I could put it
and
when
then
I watch
it
on my computer,
because
I like to watch shows at night on my computer. And I just prop it up on pillows and all that. And that works fine. But I was like, so that's my next area that I need to figure out. Because right now it's, you know, and there's just something to be said for me anyway. And I'm sure really for everybody. It's really a, probably a pretty common phenomenon for everyone. But if something is visually not... It just, I don't know. It looks chaotic to me. It's chaotic and it's all the wire. Yeah. It's the wires and tubes
right.
too. Like,
yep.
you know what I mean?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I can handle a lot of like items, but it's just, and I'm constantly, it's the amount of time I have to like manage it all.
Yeah.
Like pull this cord here and fix this and pull mm-hmm. the drawer out so I can set my computer there so I can put mm-hmm. my lotion on. So I'm like, that is, mm-hmm. I don't want that anymore. Okay. So I got to go handle it. So you guys can be praying about that. And yeah.
Well, here's a design corner for you.
Okay.
To think on.
Okay.
And you know my space between in the den mm-hmm. where there's the TV mm-hmm. and then against the wall, there's the sofa. And then there's a space
yes.
where that corner is. And it's perfect for the Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect. Put a Christmas tree up there. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But then the Christmas tree goes away and it's just this empty space, and it's not like a table. Doesn't
right.
seem like it would be big enough.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, yes. I have a whole plan for that room.
Oh, okay, good.
Well, John Garrett sent me a picture.
Yeah, yeah.
I have an idea for it,
okay.
but I need measurements.
Okay.
And he said
John Garrett did. He got measurements.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Okay.
They're on his phone. So
okay, okay. Because I don't know if my idea is going to work.
Okay.
But it might. And it's going to really throw your family off, though, man. I've messed with your family so much. They're already mad at me about the kitchen. So.
Yeah, sometimes when Holly goes through
I know.
Emotional crises, mm-hmm. she happened to be at my house one time mm-hmm. when this happened, to which she went in and completely took everything out of my cabinets and moved everything. And it was supposed
to... Well, everything is a strong word, but...
Less steps, but I take more steps.
No, that's
you do. No, but, because like my plates, I could carry, I could stack up and carry with one hand.
Okay.
I can't do that with my cups. My cups are right there.
Oh.
Now I have to make multiple trips across the kitchen to go put the cups up.
That's valid, but your cups need to be by your coffee thing.
They also need to be by the dishwasher.
Too bad. Oh yeah, that's true. Well, you can put your cups back. You can put your like drinky cups back and just leave your mugs over there.
The next time it moves is when you are down here and having another crisis.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get on your den.
Okay.
Your den. Should I tell you this sort of plan?
No, you can just come down and do it.
Okay. All right. And again, it's going to depend on some measurements.
Okay.
It's rearranging the whole room.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Anyway, great. Glad you guys could discuss it. I think it would be really good though. If it works, it'll be really good.
Okay.
I'm excited. It kind of makes me want to come down this next weekend and do it.
Come on.
Anyway, I'm tempted to actually.
This weekend, I'm going to be crashed out, so you can do whatever you want to, but don't expect me to get up and do anything.
You'll have to get up. You can't be sitting on the couch and moving. Mm-mm. You have to get up.
No.
Okay. We'll see. All right, we'll see how that goes, guys. But anyway, all that is to say, go find that spot. And I've got plenty more that I could deal with. But like, you know what I mean? Especially the spots that just, you're dealing with them every day. Maybe it's a laundry corner. Maybe it's your, you know, bathroom, whatever, shelving under your bathroom, whatever it is that is just driving you crazy. And you're just to that point where you're like, or you start doing something new in a new space. Like that'll happen, you know, when you've rearranged or when something happens and all of a sudden you realize, hey, I really like, the kids like to sit on this certain couch and on their computers. And, you know, so it's like, make sure there's a plug and kind of make sure they're, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Just think it through a little bit and have fun doing that. It'll change your entire life and you'll be so happy. So there you go.
Okay.
What else you got? I'm trying to think if there was anything else. I think I did all my main hedgehog dream. Yep. CPAP, Darth Vader. Yep. Gold Star. Yep. Okay. What's coming? Oh, you're crashing this weekend. That's it.
We're supposed to have like a spring cleanup day at church.
Oh.
I doubt that I'm going to make that spring. So.
No.
Sorry.
I think you can let other people spring clean that one thing. That'll be okay. That'd be, are there any festivals or anything coming up? I guess it's coming into March. So is there anything coming up in town that we should know about?
No, most of our stuff is in the fall.
In the fall. Okay. Yeah. That's what I thought. Okay. Well, are you ready for your...
Well, I was ready for my recipe.
What happened to it?
I don't know.
Okay.
So just...
I always know when she puts her glasses on that she means business.
That it's
She's
time.
Like, I got to look
time.
For something. Oh, Holly, gosh. Sing and dance. Tap dance.
Okay. No, I had it. I was ready.
I got you too excited about the new layout for your den. I am kind of excited about it. Okay, go ahead.
All right, let's see. Here you go. Okay, so we are now through. By the time we get through here, Mardi Gras will be over. Fat Tuesday is done, and we are coming into Lent. And are you giving up anything, by the way? Have you thought about that?
No, and I typically don't. I'll be honest.
Okay.
I typically don't have a real structured practice of that.
Yeah.
But I am thinking about, there's a couple of things that I'm thinking about adding in.
Okay.
That
makes
sense?
Taking up. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a couple of things that I'm like, instead of just, you know, giving up, which is fine.
Yeah.
The point of giving up something is to then kind of try to let that be a mental cue for you to meditate on, you know, Christ and what he did for us and gratefulness to God. That's the point of that. It's not just to give it up. I'm sure most people listening understand that, but it's not about punishing yourself and it's not about depriving yourself. It's supposed to be a spiritual cue to, hey, and people do different things and it's all fine. Hey, instead of watching the show at night, or instead of eating whatever it is you eat, or, you know, whatever. The eating ones are a little hard for me because I'm just like, you know, but I guess if you ate, or, you know, giving up alcohol or something like that, that would be, that would cue your mind again to go, oh, and this time is set apart for this. But all that said, I think I'm going to take up a couple of things that to hopefully get into a little bit to give myself time of reflection. You know, to add some stuff in that might become a little more of a habit. So, yeah. What about you? You thinking about giving up something?
So I do. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I hate to say conquered, but it's not really necessarily a vice for me that, you know, anymore. But there are, like, when I wake up in the morning, I don't immediately start my quiet time. Mm-hmm. I got to wake up a little bit. So I drink a cup of coffee and I play a little game or check weather and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So that I'm going to stop and just focus on my quiet time, on my devotion. Mm-hmm. And then when I come in from school, I've been reading, you know, I'm following this read the New Testament in a year kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I've got an outline, but I'll be honest with you, there are a lot of times that I come in and I'm so busy and I skim over. Like right now I'm a week behind.
Yeah. Right.
And so I'm really going to, that's my take up that I'm going to take up is intentionally coming in, sitting down, and for, you know, half an hour or so, just reading through the New Testament.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That'll be good. That'll be a tough one to do because, you know, you come home and your brain starts going, but maybe it'll be, I think, really nice to just pause.
Pause and stop and all that. So
that's awesome. Okay, okay, good.
Excellent. Anyway, so we're coming into Lent and then we have St. Patrick's Day coming up.
Joni's heritage holiday.
My people.
Her people.
It's my festival.
Can all sing and dance.
Yes, yes. Do my little Irish jig.
Yep.
Anyway, so now I just thought for the next couple of weeks, I'd throw in some Irish recipes. And this one is called Boxty. You ever had Boxty?
I don't think so.
Yeah. It's like a potato pancake, basically.
Oh, okay.
So, do you know what a ricer is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now some people don't. A ricer is just like, it's a potato masher, but you push it down through little bitty holes, and it's called a ricer. But anyway, go ahead and make up, you know, some mashed potatoes. Cook your potatoes, and then put them through your ricer and smash it. You can also just make it like you would regular mashed potatoes. But right. They need to be.
This is going to make them
no lumps. Yeah,
really little rice shaped pieces, like little pellets, kind of, and then softer. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. So you need 2 cups of that, and 2 cups. Go ahead and grate like raw mashed potato. I mean raw potatoes. Don't cook them. So you've got 2 cups cooked mashed, or riced.
Oh, okay.
And then two cups of raw grated. Just take them through like your cheese grater.
So like hash brownie kind of feel on those. Like okay.
Then you need 2 cups of all-purpose flour, 1.5 teaspoons of salt, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 1.5 to 2 cups of milk. You could use buttermilk if you want to give it kind of a richer, that's just kind of your taste. But I would either stick with whole milk or even some cream, maybe even like half and half, or some buttermilk. Just anyway. And then you need either like some butter, baking grease, or if you've got lard to fry these things in.
Okay.
Ooh. Hey, yeah. And then I'm going to tell you, add in to your taste, whatever you like. Put in some cheese. If you want to put in cheese in this, you want to put in like green onions, scallions, kind of thing.
Parmesan grated up, you know, good like Parmesan and some green onions. Okay. Or chives or something.
Right. Okay. So you're going to boil, drain, and mash those, you know, 2 cups of potatoes. Chill until they're cold, or you can do it the day before and let them chill overnight. And then in a small bowl, you are going to combine your flour, your baking soda, and your salt, just your dry ingredients, set those over to the side. And then grate those raw potatoes and make sure that you put them just on a clean kitchen towel or something, or paper towel, something. You need to get them as dry as possible.
Okay.
Place your cold mashed potatoes and your grated potatoes and the flour mixture all in a mixing bowl.
And
you are going to add the 1.5 cups of whatever milk you desire and combine that up. If it's too dry, keep adding your milk to it.
What kind of consistency should it be? So like a pretty thick doughy kind of thing?
It needs to be a doughy, a dough.
Not too liquidy or it won't, because you're going to fry it.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
It needs to hold together because you're going to pat it out into a patty.
Like Play-Doh kind of. Yeah, like dough.
Like Play-Doh, dough.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, this sounds really good.
And then go ahead and heat whatever fat that you're going to use in your big, heavy, I would use a cast iron pan. Mm-hmm. Scoop your potato mixture into the pan, press it down to make a patty. You know, just flatten them out like a salmon patty. You know what I'm talking about?
Y'all like a crab cake?
Well, there's a crab cake, but So I think salmon is that's a southern thing. Probably.
It must be. I don't know about a salmon patty.
Yeah. Like a crab cake. Go with crab cake then. Press it down, make it flat. You're going to fry it until the bottom is good and browned. Flip it over, fry the other side. Until it's brown. Don't cook them too fast or you're going to get, it's going to be brown on the bottom and it's going to be cold on the inside. Raw.
It needs to cook a little bit inside, but because, So. Okay.
Okay. And then just keep them warm, you know, and serve them. And here's what else what I'm going to tell you. It's not part of the recipe, but a nice little sour cream.
I was just thinking
to dip them in.
I was thinking like a little dollop on top of it and then and a little bit of your chives or something on there. Yeah, definitely a little bit of sour cream. That would be amazing.
So play around. I mean, that's one that can that you can easily play around with, you know.
Yeah.
Irish, they don't. I mean, it's pretty typically pretty plain.
Okay.
That goes back to your famine when you know, they had potatoes and what do we do?
They listen, I think they did a pretty darn good job here.
I mean, they did, you know, that they didn't have a lot of seasonings and extras to add into it. So.
No, but that sounds pretty good. Not gonna lie. So, okay. What are they called again?
Boxty. B-O-X-T-Y.
Boxty. I've never heard of that. It sounds like latkes. Like, isn't that a Jewish latkes? Like a potato pancake, I think, or something. Anyway. Oh yeah. That sounds really good. It sounds like a good, like for a breakfast or a brunch, like even a hash brown.
Yeah.
Instead of hash browns, like kind of that, which holds together a little bit better with your egg. Ooh, put like a over easy egg over top of that.
Yeah, you know I'm not on that.
A piece of, you don't like eggs. For the rest of us, put a little, put up some bacon, put some Canadian bacon on that, put an over easy egg on that, pop some hollandaise sauce on it. Boom.
You got the whole meal.
I got the whole meal.
This is why Holly is not Irish right here.
This is right. I've got too much something else going on. Anyway, it's fine. That sounds awesome. Thanks for sharing that. Okay. Are you ready for my top three?
Top three.
I am.
Okay. Today on my top three, the first thing is authentic New York bagels. Miss Willow brought us a whole mess of New York bagels when she came for her visit the other week with Luke and Thatch. And I mean, she had them in her suitcase, bless her heart. I mean, bags, Ziploc bags.
That's
of these
hilarious. Yeah.
Huge bagels. And she was saying that the guy at the bagel place, it's one of these like world, you know, really famous, well known bagel places in New York. I can't remember the name of it, but. And she said she was picking them out, trying to, you know, pick some good ones. And he was giving her all these recommendations. And he kept saying, oh, you need this one. Oh, yeah, you got to have these. You got to have it. And at some point, she's like, I have to fly. Like, they have to go in my suitcase. Like, there's a weight limit. Like, they're heavy. They're heavy and big.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what. I mean, you know, you can have lots of good bagels places. But, man, that New York bagel, it's that chewy, heavy. You know, they're big and dense and heavy. But they're that perfect, chewy, shiny outside. Mm. So we just stuffed ourselves with bagels. They were all different flavors. One had so much garlic on it. I swear you could smell it through her whole suitcase smelled like garlic because
that's
of the garlic.
Hilarious.
It was sealed up, but man, she's like, yeah, my sweater smells a little garlicky. I'm like, well, I appreciate
that's
it.
That's hilarious.
And there was blueberry ones. So they were like kind of a blue that had mixed through it, you know, the blueberry color and so they were this pretty, anyway, they were delicious. So that was one of my favorites that I didn't mention last week, but just a good old New York bagel. Number two is a new cookbook that I just got. And it is by, I'm sorry, I can't remember their real names, but on Instagram, it's the Food Dolls. And I've talked about them before. They're sisters. I think they live in like Minnesota somewhere. Anyway, they're on Instagram. They do a lot of cooking. That's what they do. Mm-hmm. And they specialize, they're Egyptian by heritage, I think. And so they do a lot of Middle Eastern. And every time I see, I think I've picked them as a top three before. But anytime one of their recipes would come up, you know, one of their posts, it just shows them, you know, they're throwing all this stuff in a pot. It's very simple. Like, I don't know how to explain it. It's just my kind of food, first of all. I love Mediterranean. I love like the flavors and the kinds of things they're throwing together, but they also make it look so easy. And it really is. Like some recipes, they make it look easy, but you're like, meh, you know, and I've made several of their whipped feta dip and their a few other things, and they're just unique recipes and just really good. So they have released a cookbook, finally, their first cookbook. And it's called Pretty Delicious, and I pre-ordered mine because I was like, oh, yeah. I've been wondering. I'm like, when they have a cookbook, I definitely would like to support them. And so it just came, and the little subline on it heading is just simple, modern, Mediterranean served with style. And that's, you know, it's a beautiful little ish, not, you know, super big cookbook, but beautiful pictures, beautiful, all the things. I can't wait to get into it. So if you're kind of looking for something new, either just, you know, look for that cookbook. We'll link to it in the show notes. But also you can follow them, their food dolls on Instagram. So I'm excited about that. I might cook something one of these days.
Hey,
I know. The last thing is a podcast. And I've talked about this person before. The podcast is called House of Joy. So I think it's a newer name for the podcast. I don't know. But this is my lady that I like, Edie Wadsworth, who I've mentioned before, Miss Edie. And her podcast, House of Joy, I think she does some episodes with one of her grown daughters. But you can go listen to whatever. I find her just a very... she's just very good. Her words that she says and how she says it are just very, very good. She's a Christian person. So faith and all that is very important. She has a whole, life coaching, life mentoring program now that she has developed and done, which would be amazing. But these two episodes, oh, did I write down the titles of them? Nope. Episodes 257
would be too easy.
Hang on. I can do this. Episode 2, because I was just listening to them today, so they should pop right up. Episode 257. Why is my dog barking? Oh, yeah, here we go. See, you didn't think I was going to be able to do it. And episode 258, there's all kinds, but these are two that I want to recommend today. 257 is 10 practical ways to prioritize emotional resilience and regulation. Okay, we've talked, this came up the other day. I swear God is putting before me things, the emotional resilience. Another word that I didn't know the terms for these things, but that's coming up now. And so I do thank my phone for listening to me, is emotional capacity. I think I talked about that. And like, this is the key to what's going on with me right now. And so not to get into too much, but I'm taking you all along the journey with me because guess what? It's my podcast. I knew it. So it's about emotional regulation, resilience. I realize I do not have a lot of that. I need to work on that. And that's the key to some of what I think God wants to teach me and what's going on. Instead of trying to avoid or I don't even know, because I know enough to know, you know, our circumstances happen and it's how we react. I mean, I know all the phrases, but it was like, it's just been some eye-opening encouragement of we have to build our emotional resilience. Yeah. And expand the capacity so when these things happen, they don't, they just don't mess up your whole mindset and everything. So number 257, and then right after that is episode 258, and it's really similar. It's Living Light and Free, 10 Ways to Let Go of What's Weighing You Down and Holding You Back. Now, these titles sometimes to me sound a little, I mean, it's a good title, but like this is going to have some really good, I took notes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, wow.
I took notes just because it's, you know, like very real and some practical and good teachings on it's coaching. It's life coaching, really, you know, it's the best way I would call it because it's not really therapy and it's not really, you know, it's not Bible teaching exactly, you know, but it's like coaching. It's like life coaching. So, and your husband does that for people very well as well. So this is another one that I really like and I encourage you all to go listen to if you're interested. So that's it. That's all I got for my top three.
Awesome.
Oh, thank you. All I can think about is your room and how I'm going to rearrange it.
Good. She's like, I'm going to go lay down.
I'm going to be schlepping that couch around with you on it. Joni,
not moving. I'm going to say, I told you. I wasn't moving.
I told you. And we're going to find those dang candies buried down in there. And you're going to have to apologize to me from last week. You're going to have to apologize.
No, they're not there.
If I find
you
one piece.
Every single one of my special French candies.
They're really good, you guys.
They and I
really
was good. Injured.
I've made up for it. I rearranged your house. It's okay. Don't worry about it. Okay.
Mama G, if you go back to France, could
Mama
I?
Mama G, can you take us with you? You?
Well, there's one. There's that.
Mama G.
But if not, could I have a mint? Will you buy me a mint when you're there? Andy,
can you give her
a special mint? Because I ate them all.
I did. But you know how hard work it is to sit there and take care of an invalid. So you understand.
I
needed some strength.
Oh, y'all.
Anyway. Okay. Well, on that note, here's hoping that you get baby hedgehogs in your dreams, as I did, and that your experience at the DMV goes as well as mine did as well. That's what my wish is for you this week.
Okay.
Until next time, guys, we will see you next week. Have a fantastic day. Goodbye, cornbread.
See you, corn dip. Did you get my reel about the hot lifeguard?
I did. I sent you a reply. Go look at it right now.
I hadn't even looked at it.
Get it. Look at it right now. I sent you my thoughts on that.
Okay.
So that you would. I did. It made me laugh hard.
What's the point if they aren't even going to give you mouth to mouth anymore?
What's the point, Joni? You said they're not going to give us mouth to mouth. So why do I care?
Well, I mean, they'll still pick you out.
Okay.
You're still the arm. You're still the arm action.
You still feel those pecs. Oh, gosh.
I think we should just lay there in the shallow sand. He's a lifeguard. Drowning.
No, you know what'll happen, Joni? Bubba dad with a baseball hat on backwards is going to come off of his chair and his crack-a-lacka is going to come drag us up off the beach like beached whales. He's going to just drag us out of the water. We're going to be like, thanks.